This Divine Mercy Sunday, we again hear the gospel account of how St. Thomas came to believe in the resurrected Lord. He had to see for himself. Who, of course, among us could blame him? I think all of us would be doubters if we were in his shoes. But we sometimes focus too much on Thomas in this story, and not on why this account is read on what we now call Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus appears to his disciples. He miraculously appears to them, even though the doors have been locked from the outside for fear. But Jesus breaks in, and he proves himself. He shows his disciples his wounds. We often hide our wounds. We are stubborn when we are sick or have a wound. We try and push through it, toughen out, as it were. But of course, that only makes things worse. We could be better faster if we would just admit that we're wounded and sick. To admit that we are sick and to seek help, typically from some kind of doctor. The same is the key to our spiritual life. We need to be honest with ourselves about our own woundedness, our own sinfulness, to recognize our sins and then to seek healing of confession. It's no coincidence that at the end of the paragraph, Jesus gives his disciples the ability to forgive sins. Jesus is telling us to recognize our own sins and then to confess them. That's where we find his mercy. This idea is reinforced again when Jesus appears. He says to doubting Thomas, "Put your finger in my side, or in my nail marks, and put your hand in my side," to actually touch the wounds of Christ. Thomas doesn't do that. It's not needed. Once Christ sees, he believes, and now he proclaims himself as Lord and God. Not only does St. Thomas now believe, but now he worships Jesus as God. This is true when we experience God's mercy and confession. We realize how much we need to be forgiven for and start to comprehend how much God has love for us. This leads us into a deeper relationship with God, to the point that we really do start to worship God and not just treat him like he's just another part of our life. We start to treat him truly as the God of our life. That's God's mercy. When we grow in faith so much that we actually start to treat God as God and not just the guy up in the sky who can make our plans happen. We can experience the mercy of God if we humble ourselves and admit our sins. If we feel distance from God, if we feel that our life is in turmoil, then confession is the place to turn to. It's through that sacrament's grace that our life can turn back to God.